This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director with Chuck Ulbrich. Veterans Helping Veterans, serving all homeless veterans and veterans in need. It's the annual Veterans Stand Down 2013. There's been how many of these now annually?
John, there has been 13 of these. Matter of fact, this started back in 1990.
It seems like that was just a few years ago, Chuck.
I know.
We've been doing this every year. I know that back then, one in three homeless were veterans. It's a little bit better statistic now, isn't it?
The latest figure that I have from the VA is there is 262 homeless veterans in the Sioux Falls area. Now, if I could, let me explain the definition. According to the VA, and this is a very light definition that I'm giving, it's more detail from the Veterans Administration. But if you're living with family or friends, that's considered homeless. Living in the car, if you are living on a park bench, in a motel room, anything that is not considered to be home is considered to be homeless. And of that number, 262 qualify as being homeless.
And there's many that are one paycheck away from that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's many families out there that way. The VA now, when you go in for your physical, they do ask you if you're having a problem. Do you think that you might be homeless? They do try to ask those questions.
Yes. The new director of the VA, and I can't think of the gentleman's name, he is an Army retired general. He put together a five-year plan, and it was a $5 billion five-year plan. And that was to get the homeless veterans off the street. Now, keep in mind, some veterans want to be homeless. I mean, they feel very comfortable in doing that.
Just leave me alone.
Yep. And I can understand that. But for the other ones that do not want to be homeless, the VA is very keen on that, and their mission is to get as many homeless veterans off the street as they can.
Many of the police and fire people that come back are veterans, and I think they recognize a veteran when they see one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's really ironic that you brought that up. For those of you that don't know, and of course you know, John, I volunteer at the Vet Center, and the Vet Center just moved to 3200 West 49th Street. But anyway, you know, our main mission there is an outreach mission. For a year, most of them are combat veterans, you know, other issues that they're dealing with. But we had maybe a year and a half ago, we had the Sioux Falls Police Department in to give them kind of a background on how to deal with somebody that is, you know, PTSD, that's traumatized from combat. And so, I mean, we work with them so they realize when they're confronting somebody that is causing a problem that, you know, they need to ask them, are you a veteran? Have you been in military? You know, have you been in a war situation? And that's good. It's very, very good that they become aware of that.
Well, you and I both are from the Vietnam era.
Yes, we are.
And they didn't know what PTSD was.
No, they did not.
In World War II, it was called shell shock, and basically the remedy was pull your boots up from your own bootstrap and get over it.
That's right.
I remember being in boot camp and caught pneumonia. Well, they just opened up the window and let the cold, took the sheets off the bed and let me freeze until the temperature went down. But it's come a long ways from your grandfather's military.
It has, and it's come a long ways to be on the good side from your father's military. And like you, I served from 1966 to 1968. And at that time, I was drafted. And if you had a pulse, you were in. And now, being a volunteer Army or being a volunteer military situation, there's so many opportunities for the young people these days. And they're paid competitive wages, too, by the way.
Yeah, I got $95 a month.
Oh, I think, you know, mine was probably just a little bit less, but not much, you know. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If they wanted you to have a wife, they would issue you one. That was,
yeah, that's right.
but it is different now. We bring that up just because, you know, we remember that, and it's in our lifetime. But now military families do have assistance, and people do care. I know that the VFW, all of the other organizations work quite hard with the military families for those that were in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Right, they do. You have the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, and you have the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars. You have the American Legion. You have the Purple Heart Society. There's so many organizations that are committed to help the veterans. And, you and I both go to the VA, and the service that I receive there is second to none.
It's the best VA in the country.
I believe with 100% of that is true, absolutely.
I used to know a guy from Wagner that worked in Washington, D.C., but he would come back here for his VA rather than go to Bethesda or whatever the one is in Washington,
right,
D.C.
Right, right.
Now, stand down, for those who don't know the original military term, how would you define that?
The original military term of stand down actually comes from the Civil War. And on both sides, the South and the North, after a battle, they would go back to their holding area. And that holding area would be where they could have medical assistance, where they could write letters, they had a chaplain there, and then an area where they just tried to deal with the madness of war. And that's where the word stand down came from. They stood down from the military action that they were in. The reason we apply that to this event is that for one day we are taking the veterans off the battlefield of being needy and homeless. Mm-hmm. We're bringing them in. We're giving them a meal. There's medical assistance. There's dental assistance. I just checked this morning. We have 41 vendors that are there at the VFW that day that are going to be available to help these people in any which way that they can. And it's like a reunion, a military reunion, and everybody's there for one purpose, and that is to help the veterans.
It's this Friday.
Right.
Doors at the VFW, which is right easy to find. It's 3601 South Minnesota Avenue next to the Arby's. Doors open at 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. And, of course, the VFW has food. They have all the facilities out there if they haven't been out there before. I think there's buses that run close in that proximity.
Right, right. We have buses that run. Matter of fact, we set up special buses that run. As a matter of fact, this year we're going to have Gene Murphy. Gene Murphy is normally there. By the way, Gene Murphy is the recipient of this year's South Dakota Veteran of the Year Award.
He's Gene from Sioux Falls.
Sioux Falls. Gene's a combat veteran, a wounded combat veteran from Vietnam. He's very, very active in the DAV. I mean, a lot of people talk the talk. Gene Murphy is one of those people that walks the talk when it comes to veterans. I just spoke to him the other day, and there isn't anybody that's more committed to the veterans than Gene Murphy.
Well, the city bus system runs to 41st in Minnesota. That's close enough, just a couple blocks they can walk if
Absolutely.
They want to take a city bus. And if anybody knows anybody out there that could use a hand up, not a handout, if they want to drive them out there, I'm sure there's many volunteers that might want to help.
We do. We have volunteers that day that will be, we're going to be using from some vans from the DAV and also from the VFW. That will pick people up at certain locations. So we'll have transportation available for the veterans and their families. I have to say, when mom or dad goes off to war, the entire family goes off to war. And that's the attitude that we have at the stand down. This is for the veteran, and this is also for the veteran's family. So the children, the wives, the husbands, whatever the case happens to be, they are welcome to attend the stand down. And again, as you said, it's going to be this Friday. Doors open at 9. It's at the VFW on South Minnesota Avenue.
There's a lot of women who never thought they were eligible for benefits back in the old day. They were considered nurses or whichever, not the frontline military. Nowadays, of course, they're very much included, but there is a women's veterans service. And the VA has changed a lot of things as far as the requirements. There's a lot of women out there that would have benefits if they just come and find out how to do it.
And that's a very good point. We're seeing more and more women down at the vet center. And the reason for that is because there's more and more women in the military, in all branches of the military. And as a matter of fact, I think it was about a year ago that Congress determined that women can go into a combat situation. I personally do not agree with that, but that's just my personal belief in that. But anyway, because of that, the VA has done many different things. I mean, women can go to a physical at the VA, and naturally it's different simply because they are women compared to men. So the VA has addressed that, and they addressed that in a very, very positive manner, as we have at the Vet Center as well.
Well, now, let's go down the list. You say there's over 40-some vendors that are there to help anyone in the military that has any questions. Maybe they have been working job to job and never really taken out their forms and paperwork to be included in the VA. They can do it right here.
They can. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to briefly walk down this. And if then you have any questions about this, legal assistance, you know, that's something that the veterans always are in need of. If it's doing wills or whatever the case happens to be, legal assistance will be available that day. A lot of the veterans use bicycles to commute. We're going to have a bicycle repair that's going to be available there where you can bring your bike in. This gentleman loves to do it. He's a veteran himself. He's going to repair the bike and get it back into working condition. Meals, the VFW provides a great meal that day. We have clothing that is available. As a matter of fact, it's kind of set up the way it was in basic training, where you kind of go down the line, you tell them the size that you need, and there's, you know, they have sleeping bags. There's a whole variety of clothing issues that we address there. Medical treatment, we do have, it's going to be a physician's assistant from the VA and his or her nurse. They'll be giving flu shots, blood pressure readings. And also, if there's a need for dental assistance or dental care, they have shuttles that run between the VFW and the VA. So if you have a dental emergency, you tell the public, you tell the PA about that, and he or she can definitely help you with that. Financial, economic information. You and I, before this interview started, were talking about the economic needs, especially of the veterans. These people there will help them do a budget and other information. One of the areas, community housing referral. We try, as I mentioned earlier, to get as many of these veterans off the street as possible. We work with the community when it comes to community housing referral or apartment referral.
South Dakota Housing Authority?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Or Sioux Falls Housing Authority,
right.
Too, yeah.
Employment and training assistance, we're going to have the South Dakota job service that's going to be there. They're going to have the latest openings for jobs there. If you do need training assistance, that's something that they can visit with you about. Readjustment counseling, that is something that we at the Vet Center do on a continuous basis. When people come back, especially from a military situation, combat situation, we, with our staff, we have clinical psychologists and trained counselors. We help them gradually get back into the system of being a civilian again. And that's the readjustment part that comes in there. There's drug and alcohol treatment information that we pass on. Big area is veterans benefits information. Once a year, the VA prints for that particular year the benefits, because they do change from year to year. We'll have the latest yearly book available that we can give and hand out to veterans. It gives them that information that they need to find out if they're eligible or not eligible. And that information is going to be available that day as well. The veterans health information, there's going to be representatives there from the VA that can talk to you about that. And again, they're going to have physician's assistant that's going to be there to answer some of those questions as well. A big area that you brought up, women's veterans services. That's got a new front vocal point that the VA is involved in and we're involved in as well. And then American Indian Veterans Services, that's another area that we really, really address and let the Native Americans know about that we really care about their service. And we offer them benefits as well.
I think any women who maybe served in Vietnam or Korea or even World War II maybe haven't taken advantage of the benefits they now can get at the VA.
Absolutely. That's what the stand down is all about, John. Mm-hmm. You walk in there and it kind of brings you up to date on what's available for benefits. It brings you up to date if you need a flu shot or dental services, on jobs. The whole day is committed to the veterans and his or her family members.
And it's all of the county, state, and federal services in one place, so you can kind of, you don't have to go from one office to another across town or whichever, you got it all in one place.
Right.
And go down the list of the organizations, because this is, again, showing just, you know, what's coming together here.
Here's the sponsoring organizations, and we're very, very proud to have them as part of the sponsoring segment of this. Disabled American Veterans, that again is the organization that Gene Murphy's been involved with for so many years. They give us vans to use so that we can run people back and forth to the VA Medical Center if we need to do so that day. Goodwill Industries has been involved, I believe, from day one. They're involved, again, with clothing. They're involved with, we're going to have phone cards this year, things that people just take for granted that they have. And
they're hiring veterans, too. They have a program.
They are. The Goodwill is very, very good about hiring veterans. Here's the one that I personally got involved, and I'm glad that we did, MEPS. Now, for those of you who don't know, MEPS stands for Military Entrance Processing Station. And there is a MEPS facility here in Sioux Falls. And so when John and I went in the service, we went through a MEPS facility. They do the medical there as well as the testing, psychological, so forth and so on. And they're going to have a table there. And veterans are always drawn to people in uniform. So there's going to be people there from the Marine Corps, from the Navy, from the Army, from the Air Force that we'll, you know, visit with the veterans that come in there. And I'm just so thankful that MEPS is now one of our sponsors for doing that. There's the Military Order of the Purple Heart. Needless to say, that's that, you know, the Purple Heart means that you're wounded in the combat situation. Paralyzed Veterans of America, that's again part of the alphabetic soup. Well, we refer to it as the PVA, Public Paralyzed Veterans of America. For example, if you have been paralyzed because of an injury that is combat or non-combat related, the PVA is involved with that. The Salvation Army, each and every year, you know, they have volunteers that help with the stand down. Sioux Falls VA healthcare system, as John and I have mentioned earlier, those people are great. They really care about the veterans. As a matter of fact, there was last year that one of the people at the Argus Leader did an interview about the volunteers at the Vet Center as well as the VA. It was interesting how she began the article. She says, "Every time I go to the VA, I feel that I'm walking on sacred ground."
It's home for many people.
It is.
The volunteers from World War II that have enjoyed so much of their volunteer work there for the last 30, 40 years, they're disappearing. We need to get more younger volunteers to come up and replace that.
Yeah, we do. We do.
It's also one place where you'll see robots coming back and forth on the hallway.
You definitely will do that. The Sioux Falls Vet Center, and that again is where I volunteer as the media information volunteer. And we now moved. We're at 3200 West 49th Street. It's very close to the intersection of 49th and Louise. And again, it's a readjustment counseling. We reach out to people and get them in there. I've been very blessed by the media that has been very, very huge, John, and the other stations in town, you know, letting the veterans know around the area that we do have this available. And you know, we had one year, Clarence, you probably remember that. He went to the stand down without work. He was basically living in a park. And within a month to a month and a half, he had an apartment. He had a job. His dignity was brought back to him.
And he was paying taxes.
Yes.
That's what I mean.
That's right.
He had that self-esteem, the fact that he is now not on the take. He's helping be part of the United States.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
America.
And the U.S. Department of Labor, we mentioned that. They're going to be there. They're going to have job counselors there that can visit. And by the way, this is laid out. You can go from table to table, and there's volunteers that help with the veterans. You know, so say, for example, if I said, "Well, where's the labor table?" And they'd say, "Well, it's right over here." So they have a volunteer that'll take you right over there. So it's well laid out. Sioux Falls Veterans Council kind of speaks for itself. The VA Dakota's Regional Office. Now, that again is where you have the state side as well as the federal side when it comes to benefits. They're going to be there. Veterans of Foreign War, naturally, we're going to be in their facility. The Vietnam Veterans of America. They have done so much to bring awareness to the plight of the Vietnam veteran and have this country finally recognize that, You know, the Vietnam veterans paid a heck of a price on the battlefield, and they paid another huge price coming home. And I've talked to veterans from Operation Enduring Freedom, so forth and so on, and they said, "I want to thank you for being a Vietnam veteran, because of you, we are now treated the way that you should have been treated when you come home, when you came home."
Which has helped a Vietnam veteran finally feel like he's being treated.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then finally, the Volunteers of America, Dakotas. These are just some of them, John. I mean, there's so many other people there that are not listed when it comes to sponsors or when it comes to the vendors that are going to be there. It's just one great day where we take the veterans and their family members off the battlefield of the streets, and we bring them in. And if you're familiar with the VFW out there, folks, where you need to go into is the east door. And you're going to see
the bingo door.
Yes, the bingo door.
Yeah.
You're going to see volunteers lined up out there. We're going to have coffee for you. And it's an area that, you know, that you can line up, and we're going to take care of you on the outside. And then we're going to take care of you. We'll definitely take care of you when you get on the inside.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce and City Hall keeps talking about we're number one at this and number two at that, or number one place to live in America, or best place for a small business, and so on and so forth. And yet 200 and some, you know, veterans are still on the streets homeless.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. There's a support group for just about anything you can imagine in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. There's support there.
There is. As a matter of fact, at the Vet Center, we have two combat groups that meet every other Thursday, and these are combat veterans. And we've helped so many people. I mean, they come in there, and I talked to some of them, and some of these guys were just at the point of just giving up on life. And they say, you know, if it wasn't for the Vet Center and the fact that you're addressing this issues. And the one thing you have to realize about the Vet Center, the majority of the people down there are veterans. The team leader down there is Brian Wallen. Brian was a combat medic in Vietnam. Almost everybody down there is a veteran. They have worn the uniform. So when you walk in there, you aren't talking to somebody that's never worn the uniform. 90% of the staff there are veterans. You are talking to people that have worn the uniform. And once you wear the uniform, as you know, John, you and I have, you become brothers and sisters for life.
Some people have a hard time letting go, too.
They do.
Nobody comes back the same.
They do not.
And yet we're still not giving up on the POWs, the MIAs. That's something that people still are saying they'll never give up on.
My son gave me a hooded black sweatshirt with the POW MIA logo on it. That, matter of fact, I'm going to be wearing that day at the stand down. And it's just a reminder that we cannot give up on that, and we won't give up on that, because those people, you know, have paid such a huge price, and we can't forget. We just cannot forget.
Well, there's a lot of veterans, like you say, that are living with a friend, maybe in their basement or whichever. Here's a place where you can get them some help. Getting them there sometimes isn't easy. They have to want to have help.
They do, and that's why I'm doing this interview program with you. And, you know, if we can reach one veteran that is at that point in life where they consider themselves to be lost and there's no place to go, or if we can reach one family member that can tell, you know, their brother or their sister that this program is available, I mean, that is the whole purpose, because once you do that, then, you know, the word starts to spread that there is hope out there, that something like the Stand Down, the Vet Center, the VA Medical Center, these are people that really care and that we are there for them.
And to intervene, if you're a family member or a friend, you can come to get the information you need to maybe understand and help him.
Right.
Or her.
One of the items that I forgot to mention to you when it comes to the Vet Center, several years ago, we hired a marriage and family therapist.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned earlier, when my mom or dad go off to war, they come back a different person. You know, dad went off to war as a huggable papa, and he came back, you know, as somebody that the kids don't even know. So what we do by hiring this person, a family therapist, is help the family and the veteran you know, readjust to a family life again. And so there's so many areas that we cover at the Vet Center. The VA Medical Center covers that as well. Because it's like if you can imagine in your mind a very placid pond, and if you throw a pebble in the middle of that pond, the ripple effects affects everybody. It affects the children, affects the wife, it affects mom, dad, friends. It's just something that needs to be addressed, and I'm so thankful that living in Sioux Falls, you, myself, are addressing that issue.
That's where the anonymity of radio helps. A lot of times PTSD is kind of, you've given up on hope, so you know that maybe there's help there, but you just don't try. And if you can just get to the VFW on Friday between 9 and 3, everybody that you would ever want information from, they can help you get the paperwork filled out so you can get into the VA, where they've got great mental programs.
They do.
In fact, they just hired more people out there. I think they've got some great programs for help on it. Yeah, the heroes go to the VA.
They do. I mean, anybody can go to a hospital, but heroes go to the VA. One other thing, too, let me just explain to people about PTSD. It's one of those things from the alphabetic soup, people, that we drop out all the time or mention. For those of you who don't know, PTSD stands for post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, let's say, for example, you don't have to be a military veteran to have this. Let's say, for example, that mom's washing the dishes. She looks out the window and she sees her son being mauled by a dog. For the rest of her life, when she sees a dog, she's going to go back to that instant when she is seeing her son mauled by that dog. It's the same thing for the military veterans. Songs, scents, smelling certain things can just bring a reaction that brings you immediately back to that situation that traumatized you. So this is something that people with PTSD, I know that you have trauma, I have trauma, we learn to live with it, we learn to walk with it. It's something that cannot be cured, it's not going to go away, but we offer programs to help you cope with that.
You have to have a goal, you have to have a purpose.
Yes, you do.
Everybody does. And because of the understanding of PTSD from the Vietnam veterans, they've now been able to help many people in domestic abuse problems, rape victims, because they understand it more now.
That's right. Matter of fact, it was the Vietnam veteran that, you know, where PTSD came from, the people that are listening, it came from Vietnam. Mm-hmm. That's where they finally put a name on this, because those veterans are coming back from Vietnam and they were so messed up. And they finally realize this is something that they need to address, because if it happened in Vietnam, it's going to happen in any other conflict that this country gets involved in.
Well, run down. We got about a minute left. Run down again. Friday, VFW. All the things that are available for any military person or their families or friends to get more information.
Well, again, it's going to be Friday the 20th. The doors open at 9. They close at 3. We're going to have over 40 vendors there. We have different sponsors that are going to be there. There's going to be a lot of handouts, T-shirts, clothes, mugs, so forth and so on. So if you are a veteran and are not aware of the stand down, please tell other veterans and plan to be there at the VFW. Friday the 20th, the doors open at 9. And this is available for women, too. If you're a woman veteran, by all means, we'd love to see you there. And family members, bring the kids, mom and dad, whatever the case happens to be.
If you can just get in that door, the one that says bingo,
yes,
at the VFW, everybody else will know and understand and speak your language if you can just get in that door.
That's right. But once you get in the door, see, and it becomes a haven. It becomes a safe haven for the veterans. You get in that door and your family.
All right. The VFW, that's the 3601 South Minnesota Avenue. Friday, September 20th, this Friday, from 9 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. If you get there at 3:01, don't worry, you still get in. It's a salute for the military. It's called a Veterans Stand Down. And Chuck Albrecht, I want to thank you for being with us on Forum.
Well, John, I want to thank you for your military service as well. And thank you for letting me share this with everybody out there.